It's a modified wood, so it has heat treating process.
Melanie McNamara owns this small furniture company in High Point, North Carolina. She's one of only a few manufacturers left in the city once called the furniture capital of the world. McNamara promotes the Made in America cause.
It's important for my city, it's important for my state, and I think it's important for my country to still offer manufacturing jobs. This one here, it has to be about 2 inches from the back here.
Her business success has catapulted her into the spotlight of presidential politics. She represents a demographic group, white female independent voters, that presidential candidates Barack Obama and Mitt Romney each need to win the election.
Women are smart enough to see what's going on in this economy, and they're not just one-issue voters.
President Obama is trying to hold on to his support among white women. A recent opinion poll suggests the president is trailing Mitt Romney in support among whites and among independent voters. Mr. Obama won independent votes in 2008. McNamara voted for Mr. Obama in 2008, but now supports Mitt Romney. She says the economy is her number one issue.
I've seen in the last 4 years that not only, like I said, that manufacturing jobs have left, but so many people out of work here. And I also see incomes dropping. When I go to the grocery store and I see people that, you know, they're taking things out of their cart because they can't afford them, that hits home.
After the Romney campaign heard about McNamara, they came calling, and she agreed to host a Romney rally at her furniture plant. It was a thrilling moment for her.
When I had him here, it was also nice to see him as an individual, and not just the candidate that you see on TV making a speech.
The Romney campaign even made McNamara's story the topic of a TV political ad.
In 2008, I voted for Barack Obama. He doesn't have my vote this time.
Until now, McNamara has not been active in politics, but she says it was time to speak out against proposed tax increases she says will hurt small business owners.
If I don't have the revenue and I'm going to be paying more taxes on everything else, I'm not going to have the revenue to grow my business. And if I can't grow my business, I can't hire that next employee. Just cuts foam.
McNamara says being an independent voter, courted by various political candidates, gives her a chance to voice ideas for improving the nation's economy by bringing manufacturing jobs back to an area of the country that needs them. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, High Point, North Carolina.
We want to work together with people, okay? This is a company that I'm working with in Italy.